Another likeable person that we love here on The Breakfast Club because he loves breakfast. Normally with Dane Zorko. That's going to have to change now because he's just down the road in Arden Street at the Mighty Kangaroos. Josh Walker is his name. He joins us. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are terrific, buddy. Great to have you with us. Now, what are you going to do? Who are you going to have breakfast with now that poor old Dane Zorko is going to have to go solo up there at Brisbane?
I'm sure the North boys will welcome you to their breakfast crew.
Well, they better, because from all reports, you are outstanding company at breakfast, says Dane, and has done for a couple of years. But now you're at the Kangas, mate. You're three clubs in now. How's it feel walking into a third one?
It's definitely easier the third time around. you do get used to it. It's not quite as intimidating as when you're a young kid coming into a club for your first time. But, the North guys have been really good, and, couldn't be easier to sort of slot into, I suppose.
Were you expecting another look?
I was sort of always quietly confident. I thought I'd played enough good footy early in the year to warrant someone giving me another chance.
I want to ask a question a bit differently. Did you expect to be at Brisbane in 2020?
I did, to be honest. I didn't. It sort of was a bit of a surprise. So I was actually on holidays in Europe when I got the news. So there was a couple of surprise shop days there, but the way it is now, you've got to move on pretty quick, and the manager straight away making phone calls, to see where else we can get.
Yeah, it's interesting because explain your time at Brisbane, because you played a variety of different roles as you have when you're at Geelong as well. But as the team improved, it was a harder team to, I guess, get a regular game. But you were one of those things that could play lots of different roles, but not necessarily one role. If that makes sense.
That's sort of right. So, I suppose I started, I went up as a forward and spent a couple of years in the forward line. And then it wasn't sort of until last year I spent the whole year as a sort of full-time back. So, it did change, but I still, even last year, started the year really well and in the team. And I don't know, I sort of just ended up on the outer just as a result of some people coming in to trade into the club and just the makeup of the team, the way Fagan liked it. So sadly, I was the one that ended up on the outer.
It seems like you're pretty matter of fact about the whole thing, really. Is that the way? Like, you had 4 years at Geelong, 4 years at Brisbane. Is that sort of the way you need to be in terms of your mentality, that whatever happens, wherever the next opportunity comes, I've just got to be ready to accept it?
Yeah, I think so. There's no point. Obviously, I really enjoy my time at Brisbane and love the club and made great friends up there. So I was obviously not wanting to go anywhere else. But you have to move on quick and have to be ready for what's next, I suppose, in the way it is today. It's a business, and as soon as the club's done with you, they'll give you the boot. So you can't be too blindly loyal. And that's the way it is. And now. North's come up and I'm buying into what they're all about. So that's just the way it is.
Were there other clubs than North Melbourne?
Yeah, there's a couple down in Melbourne. So North.
So why North? Why North Melbourne then? Why did you choose North Melbourne?
Obviously, there's a bit of a hole there with Scott Thompson retiring. I went down and met Ray Shaw and really liked what he had to say and where he wants the group to get to next year and moving forward. So, and just was really enthusiastic about what I could bring. So it just seemed like a good fit, and I felt really comfortable with him. It was the obvious choice for me.
Is that stressful, Josh? Obviously, having a couple of clubs would normally be a great thing, but is it stressful trying to make sure you do the best thing by you and pick the best club that fits you as opposed to what might be a more successful club?
Absolutely. Success is nice. It would be nice, I suppose. But
Throw it in together. Be great.
There's no point in going to a team that's a premiership contender if I'm sitting in the twos all year and probably done at the end of 1 year. So you've got to make sure it's a good fit for you, hopefully, long-term.
And so how's this changed your attitude in terms of your a pre-season attack into a new season. New club, you've got new people to impress, so to speak, and then try and find your way as a regular member of the team, which I think you can probably do too, just by the way. Has it changed the way you prepare mentally to go into a pre-season?
A little bit. I suppose you've got to earn the respect of, you know, a new bunch of teammates and coaching staff. So you definitely put your head down and just want to, you know, want to make the best first impression you can, I suppose. So you certainly, I suppose, put your head down for a bit more than you do when you get a bit comfortable. But apart from that, not really. It's pre-season number 10 for me. So you know, I'm smart enough and old enough now to know that it's, round one's still a fair while away, and you can't play your games yet. So you just make sure you time it well, and you'll get the work in on the track, and you want a nice full pre-season. You know, look after the body and make sure you're just peaking, I suppose, come round one.
So often when someone goes to a new club, there's people they know there. What's it been like for you? Because it is your third club. Did you know anyone at the Kangaroos that made it an easier decision, thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to be great, I can hang out with him, or I played junior footy with him, this makes sense?
Yeah. Well, Jared Rivers, who I played with at Geelong, is the backline coach, so that made it, I suppose, very easy to
helpful
sit down and have an old teammate to sit down and go through my backline stuff with. And then I'm sort of Sean Attlee's. I played some junior footy with, and he's sort of I sort of moved in with him, and he's looking after me at the moment. So, as you said, a couple of familiar faces does make it a lot easier. That certainly helped me slot in. But they're an incredibly easy group of players to sort of integrate into. So, it's been easier than I thought, to be honest.
Is pre-season and is footy easier or harder than when you first started, Josh? Just not so much from trying to get a game or living the club life, but just the way that everything happens now, is it easier with more professionalism, or is it harder because it's more constant?
It's a good question. It's probably harder. I suppose even just off field with social media becoming, you know, a bigger concern, what players do and, you know, outside of the club life is so heavily scrutinised. And, it is a very taxing, I suppose, job in terms of physically, like the pre-season, backing up sort of every day on your legs in boats. It's a long season, and I know there's sort of some talk about a bigger gap sort of happening, so I don't know what will happen there, but I think it is probably gradually getting a bit harder, yeah.
All right, well, hopefully it's a bit easier for you in 2020 with the Kangas. Great to see you in another jumper. We look forward to popping down the road and seeing you at breakfast at some stage as well, mate, and look forward to buying you a coffee. Good luck, buddy. Go get them.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Nice work, Josh Walker, at the Kangaroos these days after starting his career at the Cats and then obviously bringing it to Brisbane for the last 4 years as well, Rummer.
Very capable. He's taken 16 marks in a game. He's kicked 5 goals in a game. So
Brisbane's leading goal kicker in 2016.
Yeah, he's got some... I reckon it's a nice little pickup.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't... That's the way I asked the question. I thought he would have absolutely been at Brisbane.
Well, I think the way Brisbane's team is with Darcy Gardner and Harris Andrews... I think they're okay there.
Yeah, but what if one of those goes down?
Yeah, you're probably right, but let's think the positive, not the worst.
Yeah, come on, mate. You're getting a little Dr. Death on us. No. Well, good luck to him.